You're working on a project, a propane replacing form of yogurt that can heat and feed the poor. You breed all sorts of bacteria, looking for that smooth, soft texture and suitable taste. You already have the fuel part down. Took you a couple months to bang out. Now, a strange feeling of paranoia is coming over you. You feel like you're being watched. It seems the same ice cream truck has driven by about 12 times so far this morning. And who is that man smoking the ciggy while leaning against that tree? That's his fourth ciggy, and he smokes it like he has all day. You use your shop equipment to make a special telescoping knife. It wraps around your wrist and flicks out when you flex your thumb. You practice flicking the blade in and out and doing forward flicking, thrusting movements to drive the blade hard. You think you have it down. You take a couple shots of brandy to nerve yourself up. You put on your long sleeve silk shirt and you make like you're going for a walk. As you walk along, you pull out a Marlboro light and fumble for your pocket for the lighter you forgot. You glance at the smoking man as if seeing him for the first time. You walk up to him saying, "Hey, man, have you got a light?" The man keeps his cool and casually reaches into his pocket to pull out an FBI Zippo. You do your practice flick and thrust, burying the blade into his belly. He collapses into your arms and you help him back to your lab. You drag him inside and drop him roughly to the floor. He is still alive, but in shock. You need information. You learned about waterboarding from the government. You decide to try urine boarding on this son of a bitch. You have him tied up downstairs. You gather up supplies you shall need. And you go down to get the party started. But the man is gone.